Hashem, no better way to start the day learning a little bit of Rabbi Nachman B'Siyat D'Shmaya. We were speaking a lot last time about King David, about David HaMelech. How David HaMelech was the master of Chesed, the master of Halacha, the Chaz de David. We said the Halacha always followed David. The Halacha always followed David because he was the greatest Orthodox rabbi. We're now moving to another phase of this Torah, where we're going to speak about, we're in the section, Bishvil Zeh Mechuna HaToida B'Shem Halacha. That we spoke about saying thank you a lot, and what it means to say thank you. L'Hoidus L'Halal, to be a Jew that says thank you. Has anybody ever here tried, when they're going through a challenge, just to say thank you? It's basically the highest level of this Torah, of these eitzes here. There's many levels of this Torah. The highest level of the entire Torah is to be able to say thank you when you're going through tzara. I was speaking to Reb Moti last night, so he was mentioning, it's so easy not to say thank you when you go through tzara. You're in your car, you're driving somewhere, and then you miss your turn and the Waze tells you, oh, you have 20 more minutes. So the first thing you think is 20 minutes. The highway, it's not easy to always get back on. I'm already late. I'm irresponsible. What's going to be with this? I have a chasana I'm supposed to get to. So you start this whole process of, okay, the highest level is not to go to that world, it's to say, oh, thank you, Hashem. I didn't realize I have a car. No, some people have to take public transportation. I have a private car that I'm driving in right now. I have friends that even invited me to this chasana. There's people that don't have friends. Thank you, Hashem. And the whole tsar, immediately you could turn in to Lahoidus Alahalo. In that moment, not despite it, but because the Tsar gave me a recognition, Lahoidus Lahalel. Anybody who's ever tried this, I believe, at least the people I've spoken to, and I believe because Reb Nachman speaks about this, this is the emes, you'll start to see, and I've seen in my own life, wondrous ways that the Tsar turns into a Yeshua. Things just start turning around in your life when you say thank you for the challenges. Wondrous things. So keep that in mind. This is actually the highest eighth of this Torah. This is the highest level of this Torah. It's through the tzar, through the pain, that it brings you l'hoidus l'halo. We're going to see there's different levels of this, but the highest. We're going to see this is called the shemen, the tipa of shemen, which just comes up at the end of the Torah. This drop of oil, which is the hoidel lahal. This is the Chanukah. This is the whole of Chanukah here. But let's now go into the world of tsar and see how we heal the tsar. But really, I'm already hinting to the end of the Torah. Or last night, Reb Moti and I were speaking about the Reya, which is the end of the whole Torah. All of a sudden, Reb Nachman makes like a move, and you thought that the heart was that thing that takes you out of the tsar, because when there's challenge in the body, the heart feels it the most. And then Reb Nachman makes like this like turn at the end and says, actually, there's something higher than the heart. It's called your lungs. The lungs are the highest part. And like, the lungs? Where did that come from? The whole Torah is about the heart, the lave. Next thing, you made like this sharp turn with the lungs. No, really, the heart needs the lungs. We'll get to the lungs. And you're like, what's the lungs? And the lungs produce something which is higher than the lung. Whatever that, I'm still working it out. What's higher than the lungs? Which apparently is the tipa of shemen, the drop of oil. But then what's higher than that? So I'm working out this system. And we can work it out together. Part of learning Rav Nachman is that you go into a meditation together. That you go into a space where Rav Nachman's, it's like a pharmacy here. I'm not giving medical advice. But Rav Nachman is giving medical advice for the soul. So we're working out the system. We're going into the meditation together of the whole system. So in the English edition, for those that have the English that they want to get to the page, just so the Olam has it, let's see. These editions are amazing. Mitzvah Shem, I put in an order for more, that the Olam could have these. 72. Ah, Gematria Chesed. Bishvil ze mechuna hatoida b'shem halacha. Now, we were speaking a lot about toida, the halacha of bringing a korban toida, that arba tzrichen lahoidas, there's four people that need to bring a toida, they're chayiv. If there's a beis hamikdash, they bring a toida. We don't have a beis hamikdash, we say hagoimel. We say thank you when you come out of a tzar. So he says, ubishvil ze mechuna hatoida b'shem halacha. Now, what's the reason? Why is toida saying thank you connected to halacha? So we were mentioning it before. King David, we went into a whole connection of saying thank you. I'm thankful that I have halacha. Halacha means that which is getting me to the world to come. I know what to do. He spoke a lot about that. But now he's going to go into another universe here. Ki toida mevin kesheyotzen mitzara. You bring a toida when you come out of a tzara. Like we mentioned before, the four people need to bring a toida. Now look what it says. Ki kishenoiflem la'ezu tzor. When you fall into a certain pain, chas v'sholem, as a ikar atzor belev, where is that pain felt? It's felt in the heart. Now we're going to see that Rav Nachman's going to bring a basic level of this, is that humanity relates to the fact that it's in the heart. Is it metaphysically? Is it physically in the heart? The tsar is a spiritual thing, right? There's a tsar, there's a feeling state that I'm going into. That's inside the heart, or it's a metaphysical reality. But Rav Nachman's going to point out that there's a physical representation of this tsar. When I go through a pain, there's a physical place that it seems to, even physiologically, show up. And that's the leiv. How so? Ki aleiv yoidea umargish atzora b'yosef. Your heart feels the tsar more. And he brings a pasuk for this. K'moshe kosov leiv yoidea moras nafshei. The heart knows the bitterness of one's soul. What a person's going through, it shows up in the heart. Shows up in the heart. And therefore, Al Kain, who margish at Sarabi Yosef, it feels the pain the most. If it knows it the most, it's going to feel it the most. That's an important nakuda. If it knows something, it will feel it the most. Sometimes there's a big disconnect from that. You ask somebody in shul, do you believe in God? Of course. Do you believe God doesn't want you to talk in shul? Yeah, I can bring you 50 gemaras. So why do you talk in shul? I know it, but I don't really know it. I don't really know it. I don't really know it. Anytime that you speak to the Rosh Yeshiva about conquering a bad midah, he will speak to you about, once you know that being impatient doesn't get you any quicker to the front of the line, makes you look like a fool, makes everybody else uncomfortable around this guy. Why? You're not getting any faster to the front of the line. Like, relax. So once you know that, you realize it's so piercing, the awareness of it, it starts changing your midas. That's not always easy, though, because you need a lot of clarity. This is why that when the Rambam speaks about fixing your midos, what is that section called? Hilchos Deos. How to fix your brain. What do you mean? I'm talking about anger. I'm talking about midos, emotions. Yeah, those are the laws of your brain. Because if your brain understands that this is completely irrational and you're making a fool of yourself, I would like to say that imagine somebody took a video of you getting angry and then he played it back to you. It's like, oh, like you want to see something on my reels? I want to just show you something. And it was you getting like, oh, oh, who is that? Oh my goodness, oh no, oy vey. It's just horrible. It's like, that was the worst thing I ever looked at. You lose yourself. So once a person intellectually knows that, once he's yoideya, then he's margish. So Reb Nachman just said the lev is yoideya, and Alkein, because the lev is maven and yoideya, once it knows properly, so we have to understand, what does the heart know? We seem to talk about my heart feels pain. What does it mean that it knows it and feels it? Yeah.
What's the transition from knowing like the law to translating to the heart feeling then? Because you're learning the thing intellectually, okay, great, you look silly when you're angry, but then tachlis, like you said, when you're in the moment, it's much more difficult to actually translate that in. What's the process of from the moch to the lev after learning the nation?
The way that the Roshiva brings this, definitely in Chabad, they speak in this way, is that if you can have an intellectual meditation on something where it becomes so clear to you, it's like piercingly clear that this mida is toxic. I see it as poison. So ideally, in that sense, we say that the moyach is shoylet al alev, that the moyach can control the heart. When I'm intellectually clear about something, why don't, if I put some, God forbid, poison down, and it's strawberry flavored, why doesn't anybody want to drink it? Unless they're just completely, you know, sick and missing something in their brain. Why don't they want to drink the poison? Strawberry. It's poison. It's clear this is going to hurt me. So that intellectual clarity leads me to an emotional repelling from the thing.
So in your example of the guy in Shul, who says, like, I can give you 50 gemaras explaining why it's bad, he doesn't actually fully intellectually understand that what you're saying.
Yes.
And if he did, then he would also stop.
Correct. He academically understands it. He academically, he's a big iPod. His brain is like just a giant,
a chamor carrying books.
That's right. It's an intellectual exercise. If he really, now one of the, there were different approaches. The Bali Musar, what they called Musar Bihis Spilas, and many of the yeshivas pushed against this. They thought, you know, the Bali Musar, all these Bali Musar, their Musar Seder was they would do something. We tried this in Eshet Torah one time for a little bit, probably about 15 years ago. It took off for a day or two. But it was hard for the generation. They would take one Maimon Chazal and they would say it over and over until they became filled with his bilis. Kol ha'oyved avoyde zora ki'ilu kol ha'koyes ki'ilu oyved avoyde zora. Anybody who's koyes, who gets angry, it's like he's serving idols. Wait, let's go over that again. Anybody who gets angry, it's like he's serving idols. Wait a second. Anybody who gets it, anybody! Did you hear that? Anybody? And they would say it. They had Musar Seders in Nevada 7 hours. Kol ha'koyes. They go, kol ha'koyes. Kol ha'koyes. 7 hours. 7 hours. I'm not playing. And they knew Shas also, don't worry. 7 hours. Musar Espilas, it was called. Is that they didn't want to just be, oh yeah, yeah, the state in the Gemara, kol ha'koyes, kilu kovid, a good shtickle, you know? Like, it's a detached intellectual academic thought. No, wait a second. Did I internalize that? If I'm internalizing that, that's going to shake me. I'm going to be margish that kas is poison. I'm talking to myself right now. Kas is poison. So the same about the lave, which can be yoideya, it sounds like something intellectual. And then maven and margish. Kalev maven, the alkain, margish atzola beyoiser. Therefore, it feels it. So what have we built up here? That tsara is happening in the lave. Because the lave knows something, the lave knows, because it knows, it feels. Azan, now he's going to explain something physiologically that happens to show you that Hashem speaks through our body to hint to spiritual, metaphysical realities. Azai b'shas atzora, and therefore at the time of pain, miskansim kol adomim v'oylem el alev. At the time of the tsar, all of my blood goes up and is pumping to my heart. Is going to the heart. We get cold and clammy. Our circulation becomes impaired. We're speaking to our first responders here, who describe some of the physiological symptoms of somebody who's going through like shock, right? Their extremities become cold.
And then it starts going to the internal organs.
To protect them. So that's a simple pshat, to protect them. What he's going to hear is that when the tsar, almost in a certain way, the fact that they're going to that internal organs is causing stress. The blood is like running to the heart. And what happens when a person goes through the tsar? Is the heartbeat calm down or become more stressful? More stressful. It starts pumping. A person doesn't lose their wallet and their heartbeat slows down. It's like, oh, like my heartbeat was a bit quick, but now it's actually slowed down. I was like, do, 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 do. Kamo yishi yesh tsara be'ezem mokum chas v'sholim. When there's a tsara in a certain place. Now, it's interesting. He now connects this to back to an example of human beings. And he's now comparing human beings to the blood. And the heart is going to be the tzaddik. So he's layering everything here. If there's a tsara be'ezem mokum chas v'sholim, as I'm iskansim kulam el achocham sheyesham. So when there's a tsar, everybody runs to the tzaddik. What do? When something is going on, you run to the tzaddik. How do we make it through this? How do we get through this? When a few years ago, people started seeing like all these pictures of people in China with all these suits and spraying everything, and there's a deadly virus spreading around the world. So everybody went to Ichimaya. You know, they went to the tzaddik, like, so what do we do, Rebbe? What do we do? There's helicopters flying everywhere. Like, what do we do now? You realize like something is going on. They're shutting down schools, they're shutting down mikvahs, shutting down everything. What do we do? You feel like there's something that's big here. There's a tsar. I need to go figure this out. So they run to the tsar, they run to the chacham. Now, if the chacham is like the lave, so we just said the lave feels, the lave understands, and it feels the most. So what's happening now? If the tzaddik is the lave, so what happens? And we're like the dam, so we're running and we're going up. It's like we're going to the lave to get through this thing. So the lave is feeling it the most. Whatever tsar I'm feeling, it must be the lave is feeling even more tsar than me. Why is that? Why is the lave, why is the tzaddik, let's go back into the example of the humans, why is the lave feeling the most tsar? You know, when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, were coming to round up Jews, so where do you think everybody ran to? They went to the Rebbe, they say. They would run to the Rebbe, and what do we do? We hear they're approaching. So as much tsar as the people are feeling, what's the tzaddik feeling? If he's the lev, and the lev is yoidea, lev yoidea maris nafsha, the lev knows, the lev feels the most. Could you imagine how much the tzaddik is feeling? How much is he feeling? Yeah, Isaac.
Are the lev and the soul interchangeable? Like they both represent the deep, pure emotions that we have as Jews and on a very spiritual level? Or are they two separate ideas?
In this model, Rav Nachman doesn't speak directly about it being the soul, even though the lev has connections to something more panimi, something more internal. So yes, it's like a deeper feeling state which exists in the soul. But the people are also part of the soul. Maybe you'd call it the, right? It says that our soul is like a body. All of us together make up one giant body. The soid guf echad, we're like one giant body. And then certain tzaddikim, it says they're like the head. Other tzaddikim are like the heart. Other people are like the hands of the body, because hands go and do things. Or the legs. We're going to get later, the legs are the people that support Torah. Toimchei Araisa. Those that are giving money, because they're holding up the whole body. They allow Torah to go forth in the world, to move. Those that are doing business with honesty. So all those parts, though, go to the lev. We're all part of the soul, but you can't say there's the same amount of at least neurological activity and ganglion in the heart, which is filled with activity in the brain, as you find in your baby toe. Your baby toe is, it's chashuv, obviously, it's part of the body. But there's not the same amount of action happening in the baby toe as there is in the heart, even though it's all connected, right? It's all connected.
Are there any tzaddikim that are the baby toe?
So there's a big discussion that not only are the tzaddikim organized as the heart and the lave, but the generations are also like the body. Meaning the earlier generations, if Adam was the beginning, so he's like the head. And then as you go down the generations, you go through the body. It says that now, before Mashiach, it's called Ikvas of the Mashiach, which is the heels of Mashiach, that all the souls have come down in the world, and now we're holding by the bottom of the feet. So we're the bottom of the feet. We're the soul. We're the mamish athlete's foot on the bottom of the bottom of the foot. We're like right there on the bottom. But at the same time, we're holding up the whole system. We're the end of the story. So there's a discussion. Are the tzaddikim like the heart of the athlete's foot? Are they like the... I mean, within the feet, is there also like a hologram of the whole body? And they're like the heart of that? Or, as a generation, we're like the feet, and they literally are coming out as like just a heart. They're not even shayach, meaning they're not like the heart of the toe. They're just a heart, like coming in to the generation, helping the toes. But there's something higher up. So there's two ways to see it. Either the heart of the foot, or they're just like heart of the body. In either case, when the tsar happens, we run to the heart, we run to the tzaddik. Just like the blood goes. And now he's going to talk about how... So look what he says. Now why do we go? The lekabel menu etzah. We want to get advice. We want to get an etzah. Kamoy kein, so too, niskabtsim kol adamim v'oylim el alev. All the blood goes up to the heart. When the blood is, when there's a tsar, and there's something challenging, the blood runs to the heart. So physiologically, we see that Hashem designs something. It's hinting to a metaphysical reality. Levakish Eitzah v'tachbula keneged that tzara. It's interesting, Rav Nathan now added tachbula. What's a tachbula?
Strategies.
Not just an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah, and there's an Eitzah and a tachbula. What's the difference between an Eitzah and a tachbula? Also, what's an Eitzah? So, like,
it's a good thing to do because the strategy is much more directed.
Strategy is directed, it's like more delineated.
Possibly halacha.
The Eitzah is halacha. Tachbula is halacha, the Eitzah is halacha. So if Rav Nachman's adding tachbulo, there has to be something that is shayach to something else. There's eitzah and there's tachbulo. There's eitzah and there's tachbulo. We said that toida, that when you come out of the tzara, you bring a toida. And we said toida is halacha. Is the Rebbe's eitzah halacha? Is that what the eitzah is? It's the, and that eitzah takes you out, of the tzara. That's an eitzah. Is
the tachbula is the
toida. The tachbula is the toida. So not the eitzah. The eitzah is the halacha. And then once I do the halacha, so then the tachbula is the halacha. So to think about these things. So when I come out of the tzara, I bring a toida. When something is happening, when there is a tzara, I come to the tzaddik, the blood rushes to the lave, because I'm looking for an eitzah. Rav Moti was saying last night that the eitzah, why do we go to the chacham for an eitzah? So he said an interesting thing. He said, a tzara only happens because we live in pe'ulis mishtanis. We live in the pe'ulis mishtanis. Pe'ulis mishtanis means there's many things going on here, and I don't know how to navigate what's going on. And that brings a tzara. You wake up in the morning, I could do a million things. I don't know what to do. He gave an interesting example. He said, let's say you want to take somebody as a chosin for your daughter. So let's say this person's a mamish, the bachur is top. He's amazing. So mitzad echa, that's great. Mitzad sheni, though, the family that he comes from is not so great. There's challenges, but the bachur is amazing. So I got to figure this out. What do I do? Now, it's not your regular, it's a certain, I don't know what to do, I'm confused. We learned that of Nosson, that the Pu'ulis Mishtanis comes from the Eitzah Das Toiv Ra. It's confusing. I can go this way, I can go that way. Now what if you start adding more Pu'ulis Mishtanis to the whole story? But something also happened to this Bacher that was a question mark. I don't want to say a red flag. I don't want to say a yellow flag. I'll say an orange flag. There's different levels of flags. Same thing from the girl. It's not a red flag. Yellow's also, yellow, don't worry about yellow. Don't not worry about yellow. Like, an orange though is already, it's an orange karavla red, you know? Shogi karavla mezid. I'm saying it's a karavla red. It's orange. So you start adding in the pulis mishtamas. So you have to go to the Rebbe, and he's going to give an Eitzah. So he said the role of the Eitzah is always to take the Pu'ulis Mishtanis and find the Achdus HaPoshet from all the Pu'ulis Mishtanis. So he said, maybe like this. You're right. Maybe you don't need the best Bach. Go down on that. But maybe try to get a better family. Meaning, don't disregard any of the things. Each thing, by just saying, don't worry about the family. It's a good bachur. Wait a second. I'm not joining the pu'ulis mishtanis together. I'm disregarding family. Maybe there is something. The eitzah of the Rebbe knows how to organize everything together. how to find the place for everything and give an etzah to move forward through everything. We have to know how to organize the pulos mishtanos. So we're coming for an etzah. We want to find direction. What should I? Should I stay in yeshiva? Should I go and get a job? Maybe it's not a stira. Maybe it's the way to do both. Wait a second. Why did it have to be so black or white? Maybe there's a way we can create an achdus haposhut, getting a parnas is a chashuv inyan, and having being yeshiva is chashuv. Why does it have to be one or the other? I'm leaving yeshiva to get parnas, make parnas, I have to make parnas, to leave yeshiva. Wait a second. I have to go to university, really? If someone here is going to give a how to stop smoking chabura, which I highly advise people to go to, Cloud 9, it's called Cloud 9. Tomorrow night, Cloud 9. So Harvard hired him to, he's part of the Harvard medical team. So, and he got a master's from Columbia. And you know what his undergrad was? Sitting in yeshiva. He didn't have to go anywhere. I'm like, so what'd you do undergrad? He's like, undergrad. Like, you think I left yeshiva for undergrad? No, but don't you have to go like to campus for 4 years and in order to get your master's and now your PhD? In Harvard? Leave yeshiva? I got a good etzah. You could do it all. What was it? Slow down. Slow down. So anybody who thinks, yeah, I got to go to campus, you know what I'm saying? Who said?
BTL.
That's right. That's right. So the etzah is trying to find a way to unify the pulos mishtanos and come to the achdus haposhut. So let's see. We now have a tachbula. So the problem is here, when the dam is looking for the tachbula, when the dam is looking for an etzah, va'azehem shoytfim al alev. The problem is that the dam starts running to the heart and pounding on the heart, help us. We're in tsar, help us. It's asking the lev to guide it through something. So not only does the lev feel the most, it now has the dam that's shaitfin al alev, that's pumping and pressing. Shaitfin is like banging on the heart. So the heart is going through a lot. It's feeling the tsar the most, and it now has 1,000 people that are knocking on its door to help me out here. So the tsar of the heart is compounded. So what does the lev do at that moment? The heart is going through a big challenge because the heart is feeling everything and it now has to produce an etzah. The heart has to now help get the blood back to. It's not enough that the heart itself feels the most, the tsar of the whole body. Because the nature of the lave is that the lave already feels the most. It has this two-part function that it's feeling the most and it's being bombarded by the dam. So how is the lave going to get through this? A person says, I lost my wallet. Lo aleinu. So what happens? There's an immediate tsar. The heart feels it the most. The dam also starts banging on the lave. Help me out here. How do I get through this? I was dating a girl, I really like her. Date 11. And then she said no. Is it tsar in the lave? So the dam is coming to the lave, help me. Help me. So what is the lave gonna do now? Because the dam is coming and saying, I want an etzah, and I want a tachbulah. What's the lave going to do? And how is it going to do this? Where is it going to come from? The lave has etzes, like at its disposal. It's the nature of the lave that has etzes and tachbulas. The alkein, and therefore, kashiyesh chas v'sholoim tzol ala odom, when a man has a pain, God forbid, halev doifik b'defikas gedoilas, the heart beats very fast. Because the heart is feeling it, and it's getting shoit v'nal alev, it's getting bombarded by the dam. That pressure speeds up the heart. The heart is really going through something. Now it's interesting that the heart is going through something and the heart is the tzaddik. It looks like the heart can handle. The heart could handle it. There's only one interesting nekuda, and don't leave the heart. Nachman's going to keep us in the heart for a while, but right at the end of the Torah, Reb Nachman makes a move. Turn to the end of the Torah. Mamish the end. Mamish the end, ubisha shalev v'tzol. The English edition. Ubisha shalev v'tzol. At the time that the heart is in pain, so I thought that was the end. You get to the heart, and then the lave will help you out. The lave somehow, you know, yeah, you know, the tzaddik pulled it off again. Gave us an eitzah and we got through it. Reb Nachman adds something. Ubisha shalev b'tzora, gam hareya b'tzora. He talks about the lungs. All of a sudden there's something higher than the heart, is the lungs. Ki hareya hi ki maguf, because the lungs keep the entire body going. Wait a second, isn't that the lave that does that? What's with the lungs? There's something higher than the lave? It says, yeah. Ki hareya mikayemes halecha levona, because the place of the lungs is that it ensures that there is lecha levona. You might translate as phlegm or moisture. The lungs are here to moisturize. The lungs ensure that the body stays moisturized. Why is that essential? So look what he says. Ki haguf yesh lo tenuus. The body moves. When the body moves, what happens? Shehemiyab shema es haguf. When you have movement, normal movement, dries things out. Somebody went for a run. You get dried out. You're thirsty. Even without running, even without just basic, if you were to move around, just imagine for such a thing, that Hashem would have created a reality, just imagine, where there's no lungs. So human beings would start walking around, and then they would just, eventually what would happen, they just start like, just drying up. Because they heat, I'm just imagine. Just humans without lungs. The metzius is that they would dry up because there would be nothing there that would moisturize the body. There'd be no breathing mechanism. So the heart would be pumping, but the body would dry up. Baruch Hashem made lungs. Because just by moving, it brings warmth, and the warmth then dries up the body. And therefore, the real sustaining of the body is not the heart, it's the lungs. That it brings moisture to the body. Now, what about the heart? I thought the heart was doing all the hard work. No. The heart, is the heart hot or cold? Hot. The lungs are cold. If the heart overheats, then what do you need? You need the lungs, you need the reya. So look what the Rebbe says. Kishalev bitzora, when the heart is in pain, v'az ha'damim oylen v'shoit v'nal alev, like we just learned today earlier, that the dam goes and it's pumping and it's beating on the heart. Azai ha'lev doifik b'defikas g'daylus. So the heart starts beating with very, very strong defikas g'daylus. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, azai ha'reya menashevis nishifais g'daylus. Then what happens? Breathwork. The lungs start breathing and fanning. The lungs are like these big fans. And they start fanning and cooling down the lay. Because there's a do 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 do. Oh, don't worry. In come the lungs.
Like a fireplace?
That's right. Yeah.
It's almost like the difference between, like, when all the blood is coming to the heart, that's a stress response. The body's now freaking out. And the difference between, like, a heart attack, where then you die and it's too much, versus being able to spur action, be able to do things in a high stress environment, is kind of the cooling to balance it. And that's the lungs. So if you have too much blood and there's no cooling, heart attack, and now all that stress, all that intensity comes and ends everything, it's too much. But the opposite side, to be able to balance it where you can do more than you were able to do before because of that intensity, comes through, let's say, the lungs in the situation where it's in spring, you're like adrenaline, and you can do more.
So meaning the heart is, it's not enough the heart. The heart has like a limit to what it could do. The heart is a limit.
It's just by itself. If it's by itself, it's just overwhelming. But with the balance of the two, it's the difference between all the attention, all the blood coming to the heart where you're overwhelmed, and all the blood coming to the heart where it's stopped the sperm to be able to do more. Like it's either a huge benefit or a terrible benefit. There's no middle ground with it.
So meaning the lev, which is the chacham, he says chacham, not tzaddik. The lev, which is the chacham, is able to handle until a certain point. Then there's a point where even the heart is overheating. Because the defikus gedolus.
Whatever his lungs are, yeah. In this.
Case. What his lave, whatever the, if the lave is beating so much that it can't handle, it needs the.
Whatever his lungs are to balance him out, yeah. Or let's say he's feeling everything more, so the tzar of everybody coming to him, let's say in the example of the Holocaust, if you are a tzaddik or a chacham, you have everybody coming to you just crying out like we're about to die, that's insanely overwhelming. And so the difference between just being overwhelmed and like, you know, collapsing versus being like, okay, let's figure something out here, I'm the chacham, I can figure things out. Is whatever these lungs are that are balancing him out to dock inspire him to be able to do more. But it's either he's inspired to do more or he can't do anything at all. There's not like, when the heart is beating fast, when there's like the adrenaline and the intensity, there is the middle ground of like regular life doesn't exist. It's either you're doing really well or you're collapsing.
So the dam that shaitan alayv, it comes to the heart is pumping. Either it could handle it or even the heart gets overwhelmed. And then you need the lungs.
And the difference is the lungs, between those two.
Is there such a place where even without the eights of the heart, I would also have, meaning, even just tenuus regilis, and just the tenuus aguf, just walking around, over time would also dry up the body. The body would overheat, even without the dam shoit v'nal alev. We said dam shoit v'nal alev when there's a tsar, when there's like something challenging. But here, Reb Nachman says, even if there's no dam, that's shait v'nal alev, just the body moving around also needs the lungs, because the body looks like it would be like a long, like so, long COVID, like a long challenge. It would dry up over a long period of time. And therefore, I need the lungs, sai. I need either way the lungs. Can the heart really do it without the lungs? Until now, until the end of the Torah, I thought the heart could like handle it. Either he could or not. The heart could become overwhelmed. But now it seems even without the heart, even if there's no tzara, I need the lungs. And definitely if there's a big tzara, I'm going to need the lungs.
There's two different scenarios. If there's no tzara, then it's slow. So you may not need, like, it may not be apparent that you need the lungs right away, but over the long run, you're going to feel the lack of the lungs and it's going to, you know, hurt you. And then if there's a big tsar and there's a lot of blood in the heart right now, then you need it right now.
You need it right now. I need to cool it down right now.
Yeah.
The mighty God forbid. Something, and then, yeah, I want to hear Alderman. Is there a difference of the eights of the heart and whatever the eights of the lungs are? The whole thing here is that the lungs are giving a eights and a tachbula. But now we're saying this thing higher, which has to be a higher, is a higher Eitzah. Which it definitely is. And I want the Olam to think about that. What's the Eitzah of the heart? And then what's the Eitzah of the lungs? Or the Tachbul of the lungs? Yeah, Adam?
I think the lungs are the community. Because they're shaped like kind of like a tree.
Mm.
And although you need a big tzaddik to help you through this, you also need to rely on the community. You need to be surrounded by people that can help you.
So the lungs are like a tree, the lungs are, which they do look like. And trees breathe also.
They're made up of little grape-looking things.
Oh, that's all the chevra.
Yeah, that's all the chevra is. And you need to have the community so you can help you out.
Mm. It's the eights of being in a community. I hear that. I mean, there's a tzaddik, and then there's maybe something higher. That the Am, the nation. Yeah, Isaac?
Two quick things. One of them is, do the lungs represent more like practical thinking? Because I would think it doesn't really make sense that the Dam would go to the Lev, because the Lev represents something very emotional, right?
Oh.
And why would they go to the Lev for an Eitzah or strategy? I feel like you want to go to the mind for that, or you get a headache, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And on the inverse, the lungs represent more of a practical left brain kind of thing.
It's interesting, they're cool. You know, going with the system that the lave is hot and emotional, I would have thought that, yeah, I wouldn't want a emotional Eitzah.
Exactly.
I'd want a cool, calculated Eitzah, which is the lungs. Which is the lungs. Let's just see one more minute. There's endless oymek here. Endless. And remember, everything about Reb Nachman is not supposed to just be an intellectual. Those were interesting connections. He's giving you a prescription. That when you're going through a tzara, he's trying to guide you through that. There's Eitzah here. That's what Reb Nosson put together, Lakute Eitzahs, which is, this is a technology of any time that I'm going through a tzara, I can enter the Torah, and the Reb Nachman's going to guide me through something. This is like real life guidance. So we're going to go back into the lungs tomorrow, but just one more Nakuda. So when the tzara happens to the lev, because there's defikus gedolus, as a hareya menashevis neshivas gedolus, the azain is yabesh hareya, and then the lungs will come and cool down the heart. However, there's also a stressor that the lungs themselves can get dried out. Because if the dam is shait v'nal alev, because of the tzar, so all the dam runs to the lev, seeking an eitzah. So there's defikus gedolus in the lev. And maybe that is overwhelming. Don't worry, we have the reya. But if the tzar was so much in the lev, or furthermore, it was so much that it continues on, so then the lungs, which are being menashevis, they're cooling it down. But what happens if they can't work fast enough? Or for long enough, then the lungs, which were supposed to be the cooling mechanism, they themselves start moving. And they themselves start drying out. So I'm going to need something even higher than the lungs. An Eitzah that's higher than the lungs. We're going to see what that Eitzah is. There's even something higher than the lungs, which is the ultimate Eitzah. It's really the Eitzah that I hinted to in the beginning, which is the ultimate Eitzah. It's the eights of all the eightses. And it's really the sum and the zenith of this entire Torah. We should be Zoich HaMamish. We'll keep that as a cliffhanger. We should be Zoich HaMamish. To all the eightses of Reb Nachman. To be Zoich to really understand the oymik of what's happening and how to make the Achdus HaPoshut from the Pu'ulus Mishtanis, which definitely the heart is involved in. He's trying to give an eightsah and make an izun and try to balance out everything that's happening with through the defikas gedolus that are coming and shoit v'nal alev, and the heart which is in a stress point, which is feeling the tzar more, and the eights are there, but then the eights of the lungs, and then the higher eights are that's going to help the lungs to understand this, to think about this, to walk around with this. We should be zoich hamamish. We're going to see that Reb Nachman himself is going to get up, he's going to walk back here, even though it says that there's tubes in the ground, that anybody was buried outside of Eretz Yisrael, so they go through these tubes, and they don't need to walk back to Eretz Yisrael. They're just going to do some somersaults and come over here to Eretz Yisrael. And we should be zeicha mamish to see Reb Nachman once again, and he'll provide the Lakute Cafe, and we'll all just drink in the great words of the tzaddik, who wants nothing else than we should just connect to the Echad Yachid U'Miyuchad, the Haya Hoivye, Hashem Yisboach, that we love you so much, Tati. Hashem, we love you. And we should be zeicha mamish to feel these Eitzes now and to live with these Eitzes, that all they are here to do is just give us a life here in this world, and the Shashua Olam Haba through the Toida and the Halacha. And we should be zeicha mamish once and for all, v'secha zena einenu, v'shuvach alat tzion berachamim, משיץ קיין במהר ומנו אמן
אמן
או יאו ושיינו מתו קיינו מנאים מרלם או יאו ושיינו מתו היי מנאים